You're listening to NewsRamp Environmental and Energy. Today is Wednesday evening, April 22nd, 2026. Real stories, AI voice, details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
China maintains dominance over rare earths, but Western-aligned companies are stepping up. The recently launched Sprott Rare Earths ex-China ETF focuses exclusively on companies operating outside of China, providing exposure to the rare earth materials industry while avoiding Chinese companies. This ETF is part of Sprott's expanding suite of critical materials ETFs, offering investors a way to navigate geopolitical risks associated with Chinese production. ANU's Breaks, American Fusion Inc. featured in AN Newswire editorial on AI-driven energy demand by AN Newswire. The article highlights the strain AI computing puts on global energy infrastructure and American Fusion's focus on a neutronic fusion and advanced energy systems for data centers. For more info, AN Newswire editorial on IAN Newswire. After adding this article in the AI, you worry about content from content editors.
Grain Energy Breaks, American Fusion Inc. advances Texatron platform with expanding patent portfolio and strategic initiatives. American Fusion Inc. continues to expand its patent portfolio for the Texatron Fusion platform with around 280 filings in progress and plans for 300 more. The company is preparing for regulatory milestones, including a Q1 2026 Form 10-Q, potential Frankfurt Stock Exchange listing, and ongoing Delaware litigation defense. These initiatives aim to position AMFN for commercialization and partnerships in the energy market.
Prism Market View spotlights 8 public companies driving the clean economy on Earth Day 2026. Prism Market View highlights 8 public companies driving the clean economy on Earth Day 2026. These companies cover power generation, storage, electric mobility, charging, electric aviation, and environmental remediation. From Bloom Energy to Joby Aviation, these firms are making strides in advancing the clean energy sector. Learn more at prismmarketview.com.
UGI upgrades beginning next week in Dixon City. UGI Utilities will start system upgrades in Dixon City on April 27th, aiming to enhance safety and reliability. The project offers an opportunity for homes and businesses to switch to natural gas. UGI Utilities, serving over 760,000 customers, remains committed to providing efficient utility services. For more details, visit UGI.com.
CBL International Limited acquires majority stake in Green Marine Energy Holdings Limited. CBL International Limited has acquired a 50.5% majority stake in Green Marine Energy Holdings Limited, expanding its sustainable fuel material trading business in Malaysia. This move aims to support the sustainable aviation fuel, SAF, and biofuel industries. GMH operates feedstock trading for SAF and biofuels, along with ship biofuel supply and traditional bunkering services in Malaysia. The acquisition aligns with global ESG considerations and regulatory requirements in the maritime and aviation sectors.
Overwhelming shareholder support at 2026 annual meeting, Scandium Canada enters the year fully funded to advance PFS, drilling campaign, and Alscal Oil's qualification. Scandium Canada Limited announces overwhelming shareholder support at the 2026 annual meeting, fully funding their PFS drilling campaign and Alscal Oil's qualification. With $15 million in cash and $6.90 million in non-dilutive funding, the company is well-positioned for a 12-month work program focused on key catalysts. All resolutions passed with strong majorities, including unanimous support for the 6 directors. The company enters 2026 with a clear focus on execution.
NEN releases AI program for monitoring global hunger risks. The United Nations World Food Program, WFP, has unveiled Hunger Map Live, an AI program to monitor global hunger risks. This tool aims to revolutionize responses to food crises by providing early warnings and real-time data. As technology advances, companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc. are developing more advanced solutions. Stay tuned for updates on this groundbreaking initiative.
Investor news breaks: Olinox Industries receives NASDAQ delinquency notice for late Form 10K filing. Olinox Industries has received a delinquency notice from NASDAQ for failing to file its Form 10K for the year ended December 31, 2025. The company has until June 22, 2026, to submit a plan to regain compliance or file the report, with a possible extension of up to 180 days. Olinox is working to address the deficiency and maintain listing compliance.
Jacksonville Turf Firm confirms 100% PFAS-free product catalog. Jacksonville contractor Sports Turf Northeast Florida has officially launched a PFAS-free artificial turf installation service for residential and commercial properties in Jacksonville, Florida. The company's product catalog now exclusively features synthetic turf products verified to be free of per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, addressing a crucial environmental and safety concern in the local market. Sunfinitypower.com reports first-year savings over $1,200 for some customers. Sunfinitypower.com reports that some New England homeowners are seeing over $1,200 in year one solar savings. The company's 2026 solar savings initiative aims to help homeowners in Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and Connecticut understand available solar incentives before potential shifts in regulations. By offering personalized solar savings reports based on actual utility data, Sunfinitypower.com is assisting homeowners in making informed decisions about solar adoption.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.